was it worth your while? Are you can I keep coming back to you? Are you can I keep coming back?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Such a beautiful song, isn't it? Fallen snow. I am doing the snow dance. I'm playing a few songs, actually, that talk about snow. Today is November the 29th, and I've already been to Whistler. I've already done 2 days at Whistler, where not a lot of snow. But because I bought my Edge card, my ticket Edge card early, they give you this like little promotion that if you have free skiing up until December 8th, and if you know anything about Whistler, you know that there is nothing for free at that place. So I made the best of it. I went up by myself this past weekend, skied Saturday, Sunday, spent the night in a very cheap hotel room because it's really not ski season yet, right? It's still technically the shoulder season. So I didn't have to pay like $600 or whatever. Like, well, if you don't know this, Whistler at you know, peak season, hotels are like a cheap hotel would be like, I don't know, $550 or something ridiculous. So, yeah, I've already had a little bit of fallen snow. Like I said, though, not many runs were open, which is fine for me. But I mean, really, I skied all day, both days. Because it was like I did my first turns, right? And you're a little bit sort of, at least I am, I think everybody would be, like day one, day two of skiing, you're kind of like cautious and like, can I do this? But it is like riding a bike. I wasn't doing any black runs, nothing like that. Because I don't, honestly, I don't even think any black runs were open. But the snow that was there was actually quite nice. Speaking of fallen snow from First Aid Kit. All right. I am here until 8 o'clock. My show's every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And what can I tell you? I wasn't here 2 weeks ago. I've been going through a lot. Life for me is on the upswing, I think. Things are getting better. But for over 2 months, I've experienced some of the darkest days of my life. Oh, God. That culminated in a breakup. I'll just leave it at that. So I'm trying. I'm working toward the future. But every day, every hour is different. you know, different emotions. You hate the person, you love the person, you miss the person, you pity the person. It's just, it's whatever it is. So anyways, I'm back. Let's see what else we have today. What do I have? Oh, I've got X-Hex. Oh yeah, we got, speaking of cold and hot, hot and cold. I haven't played this song in a while. This is a great song. This is from Mary Timoney and her band X-Hex. Mary Timoney probably most famously is associated with her band Helium from the 90s. Such a very influential female-fronted indie rock band out of Washington, D.C. And I had the opportunity to see X-Hex, I guess, probably back in 2014 when this album came out at the Electric Owl, and I got a picture with me and Mary and her her female bandmates. It's funny, she was in a three-piece girl band, so was I back in the day. I was no Mary Timoney, you know, stature of, you know, fame. But whatever, I get it. All right, let's listen to this song. This video, if you don't know anything about XX, you should really check it out. It's got Ian Savonius in it from his band The Makeup. Oh my god, I still am such a huge Makeup fan, and also out of DC, and the video is great. So anyways, I'll just hit play and let's listen to this on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Here we go.
Disguise.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That song finished very quickly. I should put my headphones on and get back into this. Here I am. Yeah. All right. Who was that? Let's take a look here. That was, yeah, Starfucker. That's who that was, I hope. Let's make sure I'm good here. Yes, it was. Okay, good. Sorry, I just zoned out for a minute. The name of the band is STRFKR, all in all caps. And the name of the album is Starfucker. And the song we heard is Ronald Gregory Erickson. That is from 2008. That band is out of Portland, Oregon. Yes, they are. Now, before that, we heard something from the SoCal band, the Growlers. those guys met in middle school. Fun fact. And they had surfing, skating, and quote-unquote partying in common. We heard the song from 2016, Dope on a Rope, from the album City Club. And we kicked off that set with the band X-Hex from their 2014 album Rips with Hot and Cold. A killer, killer band, awesome video and song. All right, it is 6:49. I've been doing the little snow dance. Let me give you the weather. Let's see, guys. Weather, Vancouver. Let's see what's happening out there. Now, it's been very dry. We've had a ridge of high pressure that has lasted forever, which is nice, which is very nice. So when I did go skiing at Whistler on the weekend, while the snow was, you know, not a lot of it, and by the way, I just thrashed the bottom of my skis. I love it how after the fact people are like, oh, you didn't bring your rock skis? I'm like, no, I'm an idiot. I brought my brand spanking new beautiful skis and hit some conditions that were very marginal, as the sign even said. And as I'm going over, I'm like, I could hear the rocks just gouge right into my new skis. And I looked at them after. I was horrified. No core shots, thankfully, but still, I might have to get them filled. I don't know. It's just very, very not good. But whatever. Okay, so Serenity Now is what I'm doing. I'm just thinking positivity. And I'm looking toward the future and new snow. Let's see what's happening. Today is what, Wednesday? All right. So we have in Vancouver Thursday, chance of showers, high of 6. Friday, chance of showers, high of 6. What's going on here? I could have sworn I was just watching Christy Gordon and the global news team going on about there's snow coming. I guess it's in higher elevations, I guess. Well, we have precipitation. So depending on how high up you are, of course, determines whether you're getting snow or not. So, okay, we have precipitation. This is like, you know, coming out of the rainy season and what, coming out, like we were in the rainy season there for a while. And then, of course, all this serious blue sky, etc., that normally I'd be happy about, but you do want snow if you're into that kind of thing. So, but precipitation is coming back. So this normally sad seasonal affective disorder person is actually getting happy. Go figure. Skiing really has saved my psyche. It really has. Okay. So that's good. So we have rain. Okay. Let's get back into music. What else can I tell you guys? What do we have next? Oh, we got a little Bruce Springsteen. Yes, we do. I've decided to just play. I mean, I always play stuff I like. But I'm just sort of taking it easy. I've played some, you know, different stuff. I like to mix it up. Oftentimes, I like to play new music and see what's out there. I'll be honest, I didn't really do any research for this show. As I mentioned earlier, it's been a rough bunch of weeks. But here I am. And so I'm just taking it easy. I'm going to play us a little classic Bruce Springsteen here. We've got Atlantic City, one of my favorite songs. His lyric writing is just amazing. If you've never read any of his books, well, his book, I've read one of his books. I don't know how many. He might have another. But he really is an amazing writer. His words, his writing style is poetic, almost like his lyrics. So this song exemplifies that. So let's head on back to what, the 70s, of course. I'm trying to remember which album this is off of. Let me click on this. It'll tell me. I should know. Well, I'll tell you. This is Atlantic City, Bruce Springsteen, and I can't immediately find the record. That's okay. I'll come back. I have to type it into my playlist. Yeah, that's it. All right. I'm here until 8 o'clock. My name's Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Rose City bus. Everything dies, honey, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. It's getting cold, and maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, baby, that's a bet. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. So is your hair up and nice, is yourself up pretty, then meet me tonight. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra, Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homosqueam, Mustail.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is awesome. That goes back to like 11 years ago. King Tuff with the song Anthem off the self-titled record. So good. Before that, we heard something from, oh my God, 1993. Can you believe that? That was like, what, 30 years ago? Of course, Kim Shattuck at the helm. The Muffs with Lucky Guy. Now, poor Kim, poor Kim, of course. She left us in, God, I'm going to say a few years ago. What year are we in now? 2023? Probably four-ish or so years ago. what a total influence on the punk rock / indie rock scene. She's so fierce. She's still with us, though, through her music, from Southern California. And she died of ALS, of all things. What a way to go. All right. That was the Muffs. Before that, we heard something from Bruce Springsteen, and I lied. It wasn't from the 70s. It was from 1982, off the record Nebraska. I can't believe I forgot the name of that record, with Atlantic City. It is 7:05. I'm here for the next 55 minutes. we've got a little faith healer right now. These guys are on Mint Records. Now, I'm trying to figure out, I think they're from Vancouver. I just want to make sure. I don't want to say that they are for a fact. They're on Mint Records, of course. And Mint, of course, is out of this town, Vancouver. Edmonton. That's okay. Good thing. All right. It is. I didn't think it was Vancouver. They're from Edmonton. This is Faith Healer that we're going to hear right now. They have a new record out, like brand spanking new. Came out last month. They started as a duo. And they've since added some members. And we're going to hear the song of theirs called Grind. That's right. Off the very new album, 8-song record called The Hand That Fits the Glove. There we go. My name is Nita B. And yeah, that's the deal. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I think that's what we got going on right now, which is Faith Healer. Alrighty.
Isn't it hard to let go of what could have been a memory? The eye in my mind can't focus on what the heart has never seen. I saw the blue vein movie when I clutched my fist and cried. The glove I wore was sweet.
It's hard to see your face. Can't believe another one, another one's replaced. The land of misfit toys. We'll be right back.
seems so cold underneath. Why did I think that I needed a change? I needed a change. Sleepless city, guess she wasn't kidding. It's bringing me down. It's bringing me down. Last night in the West Side, baby. Guess I didn't make it out alive. Guess what? We got no shot, baby. Lost track of the times we said goodbye. Last night in the West Side, baby. Guess I didn't make it out alive. Guess what? We got no shot, baby. Goodbye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was really cool. That was from the Brighton, England band Yumi and the Weather with It's All in My Head from the 2000. Sorry, the name of the song is Imagine. And that's from the 2002 record It's All in My Head. That's right. Okay. Before that, we heard something from the Calgary band Self-Cut Bangs with the song Pillow Talk from their 2020 release, which is self-titled. So self-titled meaning Self-Cut Bangs. And then from the New Jersey band Phone Boy, I really like that song. We heard Moving Out from the album of the same name. Okay, it is 7:18 and 42 more minutes is what we have avec moi. What can I tell you? I don't know. It's Thursday. No, it's Wednesday. Wednesday, November 29th already. So just over a month until we hit 2024. I can't believe that. I'm a teacher. So for me, I hit the holidays officially on the 22nd. It's a little bit later this year. So just over 3 weeks of school for me. And then a little bit of freedom. And then there we go. All right. I really don't have much else going on except some sadness, which I explained earlier. But, you know, you got to just keep moving forward. So let's listen to something now from the Black Lips. I've got the song Crystal Night queued up. I think I do. Crystal Night. Yes, I do. And that is what is going to be happening, folks. Let's make sure we're all good here. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of other things to tell you. I like to talk usually, but nah, tonight I'm just kind of like, whatever. Okay, what do we got? Here we are, folks. This right here is the Black Lips on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
On this planet, if I don't see you, I'll just wait until the day that we smoking by the pool, it's so cruel.
All I want is you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is killer. That is Wolf Parade with the song Apologies. Sorry, Shine a Light off the 2005 record Apologies to the Queen Mary. Those guys are one of my favorite Canadian bands of all time. They're so good. And I just discovered that that album is named after an incident in which the band was removed from the ocean liner, the Queen Mary, for breaking down the door of a ballroom and staging a violent seance. Isn't that funny? Okay, the Queen Mary. I guess the Queen Mary is that ship that I think I've been on that's docked in Long Beach. Is that the one? Have I been on that ship? Is that where the Queen Mary is? Yes, it is. I've been actually on that ship, like when I was, I don't know, grade 9 or something. Funny. Okay, that is the story behind that album's name. And that also is a Sub Pop release. Great record. All right. Before Wolf Parade, we heard something from the 1992 record by the Jesus and Mary Chain, Honey's Dead. It's a great record. The song is Sugar Ray. Those guys, of course, out of Scotland, and they're brothers. And then we heard something from the band Sunny and the Sunsets, The Secluded Estate, and you can find that on the album Talent Night at the Ashram. And then Harlem was in there before that off the record. Hippies, we heard Be Your Baby. Harlem, where are they from? I know this. It slips my mind. All right. It is 7:37, and we've got 20-odd minutes left. And what do I have next for us? Let's see. What do I have next for us? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I do know. Cloud Nothings. That's what's happening. We're going to hear something from the Cleveland band from their record release 13 years ago already. I can't believe that. How is 2010 13 years ago? We're going to hear Morgan. I like this song. It's a great song. and the name of the album is, what is it called? I have it right here. Turning On. That is it. So let's listen to Morgan. I've seen these guys live. They put on a killer show. And there you go. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver for more goodness. In the meantime, right now, we've got Cloud Nothings.
Hello, there's a shark inside. Hello, Thank you.
All right, CITR is where we're at. And that was Perfection from the 1999 album, Keep It Like a Secret, Built to Spill with Carry the Zero. One of my most favorite albums of all time. I had the opportunity with my ex-husband. Were we married at the time? No, that was Rolf. Good guy. To see Built to Spill play Bumbershoot in Seattle, like, I think around 2000. So that record had just come out, and it was just mind-blowing. It was so great. Yeah, Built to Spill. All right, before that, we heard something from the Montreal band Sonic Avenues with the song Lost and Found from their album Mistakes. That was released around 2015 or so, around that era. And that is also one of my favorite songs of all time. And before that, we heard the very frenetic, excellent song Cloud Nothings is Morgan from their 2010 record Turning On. It's now 7:52. My show is coming to a close, and I'm going to leave us with a song that will summon winter. And I've had a really good time, guys. Music always, you know, soothes the soul. My soul needs a little soothing. I'm working on it one day at a time, one foot in front of the other. The Bangles. We've got the Bangles coming on right now. This song, which is so perfect also, I played a lot of really good songs, if I don't, you know, say so myself. Hazy Shade of Winter. You can find, and I'm playing it from the Less Than Zero soundtrack from 1987. That movie is still, I think, rewatch it. That was one of my favorite movies when it came out, and it stuck with me for a very long time. Julian was played by, what was his name? It's driving me nuts. Less than zero. I mean, his name is at the Robert Downey Jr., of course. Robert Downey Jr. played Julian, who was a cocaine addict, and at the end of the movie dies. I think they were in the desert driving with what's his face? Andrew McCarthy. Oh my God, holy babelicious. I was so into Andrew McCarthy in the 80s. He was my boyfriend. Anyways, and what was her name? It'll come to me. And he died in the car. And it was so tragic and so traumatic. Anyways, so let's listen to the Bangles' version of Simon and Garfunkel's Hazy Shade of Winter. Such another gorgeous song. So here we go. Do I have this? I have this ready to go. And I'll be back in 2 more weeks. At that point in time, it's going to be like, what, mid-December? Wow. Crazy. And let's all do a little snow dance. Let's pray for snow, folks. All right. That is that. It's been a slice. This is Anita B from Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying thank you, all of you, all two of you, for listening. And I'll see you all soon. Ciao, ciao.
Carry your cup in your hand. Look around.